We're talking about chronic wasting disease on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. CWD is a progressive and fatal nervous system disease that's a big problem among white-tailed deer, both wild and captive. Wisconsin had its first case of CWD in wild deer in 2002, and since then, infection rates have increased dramatically. We're looking at what Governor Tony Evers plans to do as emergency rules proposed by former Governor Walker last year were scrapped or allowed to expire. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So conservation groups have voiced concerns that there are currently no rules, no laws in place to prevent CWD. Is this the case?
Pretty much. The state has largely taken an approach to the disease that's based mostly on monitoring. So there's been more testing in Wisconsin for chronic wasting disease than any other state, to the best of my knowledge. But other than a couple things, there hasn't been a large strategy since the early 2000s to actively try to reduce its spread. So the one thing that exists is when a detection is made in a county, that county becomes what the DNR calls CWD affected. So that means people are not allowed to feed deer, like if people like to feed deer in their backyard or on their property. And they're also not allowed to use bait, which is feed that the hunters will pile up to draw deer in. And the idea there is that this disease is spread through saliva, nose-to-nose contact, and that if there is a pile of feed, that deer are more likely to come in contact with each other. But even that was changed a couple of years ago. A Republican lawmaker sunsetted that so that whereas before the ban on baiting and feeding was permanent in that county and others that are within a 10-mile radius of where the detection was found, now that only goes for 2 years. And then if there's no more detections, the ban goes away.
And so the DNR is basically monitoring CWD with testing, and they're relying on deer heads for testing. Is that right, the hunter carcass movement?
Yeah, they've been testing. They test all sorts of different ways. So DNR will test deer that are killed by cars, you know, and but the majority of what they're looking for are tests coming from hunters. It doesn't have to be the whole deer head, but that does exist. There are drop-off locations in counties all over the state. They also can just take the lymph nodes from the neck of the deer and send that in for testing as well.
Well, Governor Evers' proposed state budget does not include funding to fight CWD in its current form. And the DNR secretary, Preston Cole, was before lawmakers last week defending this decision. He says the governor wants to see what research reveals about the disease and doesn't want to spend money on it when other states are doing the work. So what does Evers mean by that?
So right now, the study that comes to mind is happening in southwestern Wisconsin. It's down in the Iowa County area, and this is kind of what the DNR calls one of the hot spots, where the prevalence rate is very high. So researchers have been working since 2016 there. They're trying to get an idea of how fast the disease affects deer. And how fast it's spreading and what the prevalence rates. And they found some pretty startling things. I mean, the prevalence rate in those counties that where it was discovered early on are getting up to 40-50% among young bucks. But, you know, the folks that are against doing a lot to stop CWD, you know, there's an idea that it's going to happen anyway. It's kind of a fool's errand to try to stop it. And they also say that, you know, opponents of controlling the disease say that there's plenty of deer anyway. There's lots of deer being harvested in these counties that have high prevalence rates, but you know, researchers say that it might not always be that way.
Talking with Rich Kramer, he is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, talking about CWD and emergency rules that were allowed to expire and what the Evers administration is looking to do. Are you a hunter? Have you turned in a deer for CWD testing before? What concerns do you have about CWD? We're at 800-642-1234. Rich, former Governor Walker also drafted emergency rules to limit the spread of CWD among deer farms, and that fencing rule expired, you wrote about it, February 27th this year. What did this emergency rule require of deer farms?
Yeah, people were surprised when the governor, the former governor, made this announcement last in 2018. So basically what he directed his agencies to do, it was two prongs. He wanted the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, which regulates deer farms, to draft up rules that would require double fencing, you know, 2 8-foot-high fences that are separated to try to keep deer from escaping. And also wanted the Department of Agriculture to draw up rules that would limit the movement of live deer. So deer farms will often move deer from, say, you know, their breeding farm to a hunting ranch or breeding farm to another breeding farm. And people are afraid that transporting deer via trailer is a way to really help the disease. The other thing that he ordered his agencies to do was directed at the Department of Natural Resources, and that too was related to fencing, and the other part of that was a ban on hunters taking deer carcasses outside of counties that have been listed as affected. So if you shoot a deer, say, in Iowa County, the rule would have made it so that hunters couldn't take that deer to Douglas County to butcher.
Okay, so, you know, Republican lawmakers have issue with Governor Evers not moving on CWD, but they also had issues with Governor Walker. So where do lawmakers stand on this?
It's complicated. So these emergency rules came out. They were lauded by the conservation groups about the people that are concerned about CWD. The deer farming industry hated them because they said it would be very expensive. And lawmakers are kind of caught in the middle of all of this. And so what ended up happening with the emergency rules proposed last year, they were basically watered down. There was a joint committee of senators and representatives that basically killed all of the rules except for the deer fencing and the additional fencing at deer farms rule. But even that was set up in such a way that deer farmers didn't really have to comply because the rule expired. They amended the rule so deer farmers had a year to comply, but the emergency rules, by their very nature, they only last for 150 days. So all of those recommendations by Governor Walker basically went by the wayside.
And Rich, you follow CWD closely. What happens next? Where does the fight go next?
Well, you know, we'll find out some information whenever that DNR study is done. But the fight now, I'm not sure where it goes. I think the next chapter is the Department of Natural Resources and Department of Agriculture. They both have citizen boards that kind of direct the agencies. So what I heard when I found out that both agencies had kind of scrapped the plans and were starting from scratch to look into regulations for deer farms and also look at permanent rules for, you know, hunter carcass transport. Basically, the agency said, well, we're starting over, we're working together, and we're going to come up with something comprehensive. In the past, you know, the deer farming industry can't afford these things, so they're going to push back. So it'll be interesting to see whether these rules ever come out of these agencies.
We'll be watching. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Rich Kramer is WPR's reporter based in Eau Claire. Up next, we talk to the researchers behind a new study that paints a picture of what happened 66 million years ago when the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs smashed into the planet. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.